Tropical Storm Ophelia's impacts are intensifying at the coast and further inland. I'm tracking powerful winds, heavy rain, and conditions ripe for storms to turn severe. What your town can expect over the next 24 hours.
Wind gusts are picking up in Wrightsville Beach. The staff's emergency management will take if conditions worsen and how locals are getting by.
And we're live inside the WREL Storm Tracker with the storm's impacts on the roads. Team coverage of Tropical Storm Ophelia starts right now at 7.
And right now at 7 o'clock, we are tracking Tropical Storm Ophelia packing 70-mile-an-hour winds just below hurricane strength.
You are looking live at heavy rain, strong wind, and choppy surf all along our coast. North Carolina currently under a state of emergency at this hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dan Haggerty.
And I'm Lena Tillett. Moments ago, WREL's Weather Alert Day officially went into effect. And this map behind me highlights the portion of the coast currently upgraded to a hurricane watch right now.
We are already seeing rain and wind in parts of our area. As you can see, Carly off the top there, Wrightsville Beach, really getting slammed by that wind. We have live team coverage of this storm from the coast to here in the Triangle. And until these impacts move out, we will be here with you. First, we want to go to meteorologist Mike Mays in the Severe Weather Center. Mike, what can we expect over the next 24 hours or so?
The rain bands that we've already started to see move in will continue, and each successive rain band that comes in overnight and tomorrow morning will have stronger and stronger winds. There is the storm now on radar out of Morehead City. You can see the circulation here, and there are the rain bands, and the winds are really picking up at the coast where Carly Haynes is reporting from. 33-mile-per-hour wind gusts at the southern coast, 45 toward Pender County. The Piney Ridge bombing range, which had a 60-mile-per-hour wind gust last hour, is about 54. And locally, we're seeing our winds gusting 25 to 30 miles per hour. There's even a buoy offshore of Wrightsville Beach up to 63 miles per hour. So the winds are likely going to increase overnight. There's the hurricane watch. There's the current forecast track from the Hurricane Center. Top winds now at 70. It becomes a hurricane when it's at 74 miles per hour winds. So with it being over warm water, there is the likelihood it could be Hurricane Ophelia when it makes landfall early in the morning between 5 to 6 a.m. Top winds, wind gusts could be 70 to 90 miles per hour, storm surge about 4 to 6 feet. So it has escalated in intensity and concern. Folks need to make quick arrangements to get things safe over toward Emerald Isle, Morehead City, and that area where it's expected to make landfall. Moving north-northwest at 13 miles per hour. This is the forecast track from 5 o'clock. We'll have a new advisory out at 8 o'clock. Top winds at 2 a.m., 70 miles per hour, making landfall right there around Salter Path, Emerald Isle, Beaufort, making its way to the north and northwest. By 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, moving over some of our eastern counties, Northampton County, Halifax County, over toward Martin County, and then continuing to head north and slowing down just a bit. So here are the model plots. They made a definitive shift to the west today. The Hurricane Center followed suit and shifted their line, their track, off to the west as well. That will probably bring some of the stronger winds into our eastern viewing area, and the winds will be increasing overnight. The rainfall will increase as well. There's a flood watch in effect for our eastern counties, anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rainfall in this area, which I'll highlight coming up in less than 15 minutes. But I wanted to show you Futurecast because this is the model that pegged the movement of Ian last year. Remember, it had it moving right over our viewing area. So watch the track, and you can watch the rain as well. This track brings the center over Wilson County, Edgecombe County, Nash County, Halifax County. 6 o'clock tomorrow evening is still here. We've extended our WREL Weather Alert Day until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening due to the stronger nature of this storm. Plus, it's still in our viewing area at 6 and 7 o'clock with that potential for heavy rain finally dying down tomorrow night and Sunday, a much improved day. Since the winds are stronger, we're going to have a specific outline of the winds in your community coming up in less than 15 minutes, Dan.
Oh boy. Okay, yeah, things intensifying, Mike. Thank you.
I'm Mark Boyle in the WREL Live Center. Live look outside for you here this evening at 7:04. This is down in Wrightsville Beach area, and you can see that the wind is certainly kicking up the ocean right there. No one out there on the beach. That is some good news to share with you here as the storm moves closer onto the coast. Live look outside. This is I-440 and New Bern Avenue. Traffic moving along. The roads are wet in some areas. We've seen that happen and change over the past couple of hours. Here's some new video right now at 7 o'clock from a viewer, Autumn Musser, down in the Atlantic Beach area. This shows the flooding, the storm surge, if you will, that they're dealing with down in that community, a couple of inches in some areas. not too bad right there, but that could change as that storm continues to move to the west. We'll track that for you during the evening and overnight hours. I do want to mention the RDU airport. We are seeing flights continue to come in, so the airport still taking flights, still departing flights. There are a couple of delays out there, not too many cancellations. That is some good news to report as well. Back to you.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Let's take a live look now at Wrightsville Beach. You can see how rough the surf is here. Certainly, you see the white caps there. This area under a tropical storm warning. WRAL's Carly Haynes joining us live now from Wrightsville Beach. Carly, you have been getting slammed by that wind and the rain, and it looks like it's continuing right now.
It's absolutely continuing. What we're noticing is the saturation right now. We've seen some consistent rain and some of those intermittent wind gusts. We actually just got one right now. And those have been intensifying over the day as well. We've also recently heard some thunder that's developed over the past few hours. Big swells out deeper into the ocean. And then those tides are coming up as well. But we were recently out on the fishing pier, seeing some people who were fishing here. Being in a coastal town, you know, they're used to these tropical conditions like hurricanes and the tropical storms that, you know, we're seeing right now. They didn't seem fazed by the poor conditions out here. They said the movement of the water was great for churning up some fish.
In the fall, we will be drum fishing. As crazy as that seems, as long as the pier is open, we're going to be out here. But sometimes they get bad and they won't open the pier. But it seems like these last couple ones, we've had it easy. And I don't think a lot of people are prepared for when we have a real one come through.
I do want to mention that Ocean Rescue has advised people not to be in the ocean, but emergency management isn't anticipating anything more than some downed trees. They are watching the models very carefully to see as those conditions worsen, but they did tell me that they were already notifying their employees that museums, parks, the Arboretum will remain open this weekend as of now.
Got to respect their commitment to fishing, certainly. Carly Haynes reporting live for us there on Wrightsville Beach. Thanks so much. Another region to watch, the Outer Banks. At 5:30, we talk live with the Emergency Management Director for Dare County as you look live at Hatteras Island. And he told us his main concern would be overwash and the storm surge. So he's encouraging visitors and neighbors there to be ready to protect their properties.
We'll be focusing, of course, on the coast throughout all of this. But you have to remember the Triangle area also going to see a lot of rain and wind over the next 24 hours as we take a live look at downtown Raleigh, the legislative building there, the flags blowing in the wind. Our Aaron Thomas is live in the WRL Storm Tracker, checking out some of the conditions in our area out on the roads near Garner. Am I right now, Aaron?
You got it, Dan. In fact, we are in Garner here on Interstate 40 eastbound. We all know it as a well-traveled corridor for a lot of travelers. We're definitely not at the coast by any means, but we're definitely feeling and seeing the impacts as Ophelia moves closer in to our viewing area. Here's that live look. So the main thing that we've been seeing since we've been in the WRL Storm Tracker, since we first went on air at 4 this afternoon, is that heavy rainfall. Right now it's overcast. This rain has not showed any signs of slowing down. It's been steady. The roads are slick. There are occasional signs letting people know about some of the warnings in place. Is when it comes to any sort of traffic accidents, we did see a slight slowdown over on US 64 eastbound towards Nash County. We haven't seen any accidents of the sort, but we have seen some people pull off on the side of the road if they need to take the time to do so. Of course, we're definitely keeping our eyes out and staying in contact with officials for any reports of storm damage. Back to you.
You bet. All right, Aaron Thomas, live in the WRL Storm Tracker. We'll keep checking in. Thanks, Aaron.
Emergency managers in Fayetteville and Cumberland County say flash flooding and the high winds are their biggest concern. Residents in low-lying areas prone to flooding are being warned at this hour. And vendors setting up for this weekend's International Folk Festival took extra precautions, setting up tents and tables. You can see the flags here. Soldiers from Fort Liberty had to remove more than 500 flags from the Field of Honor outside the Airborne and Special Operations Museum in advance of the storm. Now, with Ophelia expected to make landfall tomorrow morning, these impacts will last well into your Saturday. So you can count on our team of reporters up and down the coast and here at home to bring you updates until the storm moves out. We'll also cut into programming every single hour beginning just after midnight, and then tune into our morning news beginning at 6 a.m.
This is the State House, new state budget on the governor's desk tonight. After receiving that final approval this morning from state lawmakers, now few Democrats actually supported it, but Governor Cooper does say he will allow it to become law without his signature. WRL Capitol Bureau Chief Laura Leslie looks at the reasons why the governor made that decision.
Democratic Governor Roy Cooper has made Medicaid expansion his number one priority since he was on the campaign trail back in 2015. Republican lawmakers here capitalized on that by linking Medicaid expansion to the passage of the budget, and their bet paid off. Cooper said he will not veto it.
In the wee hours of the morning, Chief House Budget Writer Representative Donnie Lambeth urged Democrats to vote for the budget because it expands Medicaid.
Although there's things you don't like, look at the big picture. The big picture is we need to get this done and move on.
Most Democrats did not vote for it. Nonetheless, Governor Roy Cooper later announced he will not veto the measure despite some major objections to it. In a statement, Cooper called it a bad budget overall with unconstitutional provisions, and he predicted many parts of it will end up in court. But he said people have already been waiting a decade for Medicaid coverage, plus a nearly three-month delay this year while GOP lawmakers argued over tax cuts and gambling. I will not allow people who are crying for help to wait any longer. So I am directing our Department of Health and Human Services to begin today the process for expanding Medicaid while allowing this budget to become law without my signature. A veto from Cooper would only have been a speed bump anyway. Republican lawmakers have the votes to override a veto without any help from Democrats, but that could have delayed it by several weeks. Without a signature, the budget will become law in 10 days. Republican Senate Leader Phil Berger criticized Cooper for not enacting it immediately.
It'd be nice if he'd go ahead and sign it. We could move everything along a little quicker, but I think that's an indication that this budget is a solid budget.
Laura Leslie, WRL News, Raleigh.
Our storm coverage continues. We've seen the conditions deteriorating throughout the afternoon and evening as Tropical Storm Ophelia approaches our coast. Coming up, we're going to have a live look for you at the current conditions on Bald Head Island.
And before we head to break, let's look live in Clinton this hour. You see how wet the roadways are. You see the water on the lens as well. They are getting a healthy dose of rain. Some folks want it, some not too happy about it for the weekend. Regardless, it is here with us for the next several hours. Stay with us as our storm coverage continues. Welcome back. You are looking live at Carolina Beach at this hour. You see, yes, the surf there rough as well, as well as the dark clouds. It really has escalated over the last several hours. Tropical storm warnings and even hurricane watches now in effect for our entire coast.
That's right. Tropical storm warnings, hurricane watches, they are in effect right now for the coast. NC State meteorology student Ethan Clark joining us now live from Bald Head Island in Brunswick County. Ethan, thank you for joining us tonight. Give us an idea of what things look like out there.
Hey, Dan. So we've been on the island for a few hours. Conditions have significantly gone downhill. So where I'm located right now is the front of the island, so near the marina and the mouth of the Cape Fear River. So we've had winds gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour recently.
Is the wind the worst impact that you're seeing there right now, Ethan?
Yes, ma'am. So we're not really worried about storm surge here. And on part of the coast, but we're more worried about gusty winds, 40 to 50, some 60 mile an hour wind gusts. And our pressure's been dropping pretty soon.
You know, Ethan, they have stopped the ferry service there. Is that, I believe so, is that correct? And at this point, how do you plan on riding this out?
Well, the ferries have been suspended, so we'll just wait and see. The ferries will be suspended until they deem it safe to cross. And looking at the river, it's not safe to cross, so.
You had to get there by boat, obviously. What was it like on the water?
So we ended up taking a water taxi across because the ferry was suspended. But it wasn't too bad. The conditions have really gone downhill now, so I would strongly oppose doing that now. It's like the waves are breaking at the inlet on the inlet line. So I'm really not opposed.
We can see the wind whipping behind you, Ethan. Ethan Clark, live there for us on Bald Head Island. We appreciate it. Stay safe, stay comfortable over the next couple of days.
Thank you.
Meteorologist Mike Mays joining us now. Mike, he's talking about 40 to 50 mile an hour wind gusts. Is that supposed to ramp up? Is that supposed to go up?
I think that's the max that he's going to get, up to 60 miles per hour. Yeah, look at our wind gusts right now, and close to where he is, it's been a 33 mile per hour gust. The wind's coming from the north, and there's the center of Ophelia. So all these strong winds are buffeting the Outer Banks right now. And there's actually a buoy south and west of him near the center that had a 63 mile per hour wind gust that was the highest so far. Over Piney Ridge Bombing Range right there, it's 54 mile per hour gust. They had a 60 mile per hour wind gust. And the wind field is so strong, not just because of Ophelia, because it's interacting with an area of high pressure sitting over New England right now. And so that's why our winds are going to be strong throughout this event. Plus, when Ophelia tracks up through our eastern counties, those winds are going to be strong through the overnight. So here is a look at the live dual Doppler 5000 radar. It is going to be quite active. The rain is coming down all across Wake County. We are going with a 100% chance for rain overnight. You are going to see rain tonight. You are going to see rain tomorrow. As that center moves in, all this will rotate around the center, and by 3 and 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it'll finally be making its way into southern Virginia. So we do have that tropical storm warning in effect, as well as that hurricane watch. Tropical storm warning all the way to the coast, far inland for Northampton County, Halifax County, over toward Edgecombe County, Nash County, Wilson County, Wayne County, Goldsboro, the Clinton area, and Sampson County. This whole region here will likely see winds above 39 miles per hour, and with perhaps the center tracking here, would not be surprised if there were some 50 mile per hour wind gusts, because by 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the center should be right about here. So watch out, you could lose power. Be prepared for that. Have your devices charged. And here's a breakdown of the wind gust potential, 65 to 70, maybe even higher in some spots throughout this region here. The corridor here, 50 to 55, 40 to 45 along the I-95 corridor. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some 50 mile per hour gusts here, 35 to 40. There could even be a 45 around the triangle south to Fayetteville, and lesser winds off to the west. And here's a look at rainfall potential, quite a bit of it in our eastern counties, 5 to 7 inches just to the north of the Wilmington area, then another bullseye of 2 to 4 across parts of the northern coastal plain, Northampton County, Roanoke Rapids, Weldon, Enfield, Garysburg, that region there. For us here in the triangle over toward Durham and Harnett County, 1 to 3, and maybe even some totals up to 3 to 4 for parts of Sampson County. So this is gonna be a very wet weather event, and with the winds kicking up and loosening the roots of the trees, some power outages could be the end result. In our WRL LiveCam network, we got you covered in Durham. The rain's about to begin. It's raining in Apex, Goldsboro. We've been watching your camera shimmying around, and we are going to keep our eyes on Beaufort, the Beaufort Hotel camera, on now, but we'll see if that will be on tomorrow morning when the storm makes landfall. And it's been very chilly. We had a high of 69 at the airport, 66 right now in Raleigh, 65 in Fayetteville, and temperatures throughout the night will remain cool. The winds will kick up. If you're out and about tomorrow, you will need a jacket. You will need rain gear. Temperatures tomorrow could range from the 50s toward Roxborough to near 70 at Rocky Mount, 61 here in the Triangle by 10 a.m. and staying in the 60s throughout the day. Our forecast high is 64, so it will be a very chilly, wet, raw kind of day. If you don't have to be out and about, just hunker down. Lots of college football on tomorrow. We'll be on here at WRL nonstop throughout the event, so just tune in. We'll keep you covered. And, of course, I'll be on WRL News Plus starting at 8 o'clock every half hour with 3-minute weather updates, so you can get live updates throughout the evening. So for tomorrow, highs will be in the 60s. It'll be windy and it'll be wet. We'll finally see reprieve tomorrow night. Sunday looks pretty good. We'll go mostly cloudy, but it will be dry, 76, 82 on Monday, and then we'll watch for a little bit more rain down the road. It is going to be quite active, and stay with us through the night.
Yeah, all great things, Mike, to remind people how we're going to be all over this. But I think also the temperature drop is an afterthought with everything else going on, but that will be something
to
feel.
It's going to be shocking to
the system.
And that
wind's going to make it feel even chillier.
You bet. Thanks, Mike. Yeah.
As we head to break, let's take a live look at Hatteras along the Outer Banks. You see the dark clouds there. I know the sun is setting, but it's also pretty ominous out there. You can also see the white caps. It's a beautiful scene.
A lot nicer. How about this? DBAP looking gorgeous as the sun is setting, but the storm is approaching. Stay with us for all of the latest. We're back right after this. Live look outside Carolina Beach. We've been watching the conditions deteriorate there as this tropical storm Ophelia barrels down on our area. Of course, we're going to keep you updated every step of the way from the coast to the triangle right here on WRL.
So many people preparing for this cruise with the state DOT. Cities and counties across the state are preparing for Ophelia, including Duke Energy.
That's right. They're made concern. The coastal communities obviously expected to be hit the hardest with those high wind gusts and flooding. Duke Energy saying here in the triangle, the wind gusts they're preparing for are right there on that cusp of potentially causing outages.
When we have a lot of outages during storms, we can't always prioritize yours. We can't always,
you know, guarantee that it'll be back on in an hour. So making sure that you have a plan in place to keep your family comfortable.
That's right. NCDOT also ready to respond to road closures, fallen trees, down power lines. We know a storm like this can bring all of that. They tell WRL they have checked all their equipment from Hurricane Idalia and it is ready to go. They have extra crews and equipment and signage if needed. We're keeping the track on the events being postponed, a lot of things being canceled this weekend because of the impact of this storm.
Let's take a look at the full list here. Mooresville International Festival, Fourth Fridays, Fiesta Latina in Fayetteville, and Emerald Isles Beach Music Festival. Of course, this list could grow.
Yeah, some events will go on, rain or shine. They include the Benson Mule Days, WRL proud sponsor of that, the Fayetteville Folk Festival, and Beaufort Pirate Invasion. Again, this list could change as well, so please keep an eye on WRL.com and that list for any new updates. We'll update it as soon as we hear anything more. One thing you can't count on, no matter what, is college football from your couch.
Tomorrow night, right here on WRL, it's a battle of top 10 teams.
Ooh, yeah.
A sixth-ranked Ohio State travels to South Bend to play ninth-ranked Notre Dame. Kickoff there is at 7:30.
That's going to be a good one.
New developments are rising up at both ends of Oberlin Road in Raleigh.
Construction crews are building Budley East on more than 20 acres of that corner of Oberlin and Fairview Roads. That neighborhood will add dozens of homes and townhomes. There will be condos as well and a 214-unit independent living community. In the Village District, construction is getting started on a shopping center there, the first hotel on the site of the old K&W cafeteria. That seven-story Oberlin Hotel will include 153 rooms.
Wow.
With a rooftop restaurant and a bar, and it looks like a really nice design.
It's a perfect location for that.
That's
too.
Right.
All right, thanks so much for making WRAL your choice for local news. The worst of Tropical Storm Ophelia, that is still to come. So stay with WRAL for live team coverage until the impacts move out.
Our next newscast is 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 o'clock on WRAL. And when you wake up in the morning, turn us on. The news starts at 6 a.m. Keep in mind then, though, overnight, every hour, we will have live updates on your TV, on your phone, wherever you watch, letting you know how things progress.
You are looking at live images as we say goodbye to you. This is a live look at Carolina Beach. Again, you see the white caps there, the rough surf. We have many more hours of this. Stay with us here on WRAL.